Words for the day. Tapestry of my life. This is from a reader's submission. As I faced my Maker at the Last Judgment, I knelt before the Lord along with all other souls. Before each of us laid our lives like the squares of a quilt in many piles. An angel sat before each of us, sewing our quilt squares together into a tapestry that is our life. But as my angel took each piece of cloth off the pile, I noticed how ragged and empty each of the squares were. They were filled with giant holes, each square labeled with a part of my life that had been difficult, the challenges and temptations I faced in everyday life. I saw hardships that I endured, which were the largest holes of all. I glanced around me. No one else had such squares. Others had a tiny hole here and there. The other tapestries were filled with rich color and bright hues of worldly fortune. I gazed upon my own life and was disheartened. My angel was sewing the ragged pieces of cloth together, threadbare and empty, like binding air. Finally, the time came when each life was to be displayed, held up to the light of the scrutiny of truth. The others rose, each in turn holding up their tapestries. So filled their lives had been. The angel looked upon me and nodded for me to rise. My gaze dropped to the ground in shame. I hadn't had all the earthly fortunes. I had a love in my life and laughter, but there had also been trials of illness and death and false accusations that took me from my world as I knew it. I had to start over many times. I often struggled with temptation to quit, only to somehow muster the strength to pick up and begin again. I spent many nights on my knees in prayer, asking for help and guidance in my life. I had often been held up to ridicule, which I endured painfully, each time offering it up to the Father in hopes that I would not melt within my skin beneath the judgmental gaze of those who unfairly judge me. And now I had to face the truth, my life what it was, and I had to accept it for what it was. I rose and slowly lifted the combined squares of my life to the light. An awe-filled gasp filled the air. I gazed around the others who stared at me with wide eyes. Then I looked upon the tapestry before me. Light flooded the many holes, creating an image of the face of Christ. Then our Lord stood before me with warmth and love in his eyes. He said, "Every time you gave over your life to me, it became my life, my hardships, and my struggles. Each point of light in your life is where you stepped aside and let me shine through until there was more of me than there was of you. May all of our quilts be threadbare and worn, allowing Christ to shine through. Please share this with someone you love, care about, or even someone who needs Jesus in their heart. They may scoff, but at least the seed has been planted, and God will do the rest. May God bless you today and forever." The verse for the day, James 2:2. "My brethren, count it as all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing."